Shami Brachos, Daf Nun Dalet. We're at the end of Nun Gimel. Mishnah says, "Ein Omdin L'Spala B'Tol Kovid Rosh." The Mishnah we read yesterday was that a person cannot shenap davening unless he has a Kovid Rosh, unless he's we had as we explained in the Mefarshim yesterday that Achna, a person goes humbly and thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The opposite of Kalos Rosh is a person is supposed to approach davening. So the Gemara says, where did we know it from? Where's the source? Rav Shur ben Levi, Ishtachvu LaHashem B'Hadras Kodesh. It says that what is the Gemara doing here? It doesn't say in the Gemara what the Gemara's question is, but the Haredim says, is Ki'ilu Amma Menahan Emili. It says, if the Gemara is asking, where do we know it from? What's the source? So the Gemara says that we have a Pasik, Ishtachvu LaHashem HaKodesh, a Pasik in Tehillim, that Be'adan in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Be'hadras Kodesh, in His splendor, in His holy splendor, Be'cherdas Kodesh. Don't read it Be'hadras, but rather Be'cherdas. Be'cherdas. And the Haredim explains, because the Osios, Aleph, Ches, Hey, and Ayin, are interchangeable, and merely here we interchange the Hey for the Ches, and therefore we read it as this is the Kovid Rosh. The Kovid Rosh is to be able to have Kovid Rosh to go in Shtachul Hashem, but Cherdas Kovidish with Cherda with fear, and that's the that's what it means. It's the Charado of a Kovid Rosh is the way a person should go approach Kedusha, approach Tefillah. So this is the first source way to see it from, and the Gemara says another pasuk, Yosef Bechnina Omev Dasham Yira Vagila Barada, that it says that a person should serve Hashem, and then we know Ein Avodah Zu Tefillah, B'Yera U'Gilu B'Rada, with Gilu B'Rada, and that you should have both fear and Rada, and trembling. So again, this is the idea that when we daven, we have both factors, and to be able to have in mind both, when we approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Tefillah, so we have another source, another pasuk where we see that that it's you have to have Chareda. It's interesting, the Gemara brings down, for some here, the Gemara accepts two sources, and there, in Bavli, we see a little bit different. The Gemara is going to explain in a moment, and we'll see the difference between both of them. They have two reasons or one reason, two sources or one. So the Gemara just sidetracks, the Gemara says, we have the Pasuk, the end of that Pasuk, of Idvashem Gilu B'Yer V'Gilu Barada, so the Pasuk says, the day will come, you'll have to fear. What are we talking about? So he says that the Bnei Moshe, the end of the Pasuk is that when we have, the day comes, we'll have the Geula, we'll have the Asad Lavo, so there'll be a great day of Rada. There'll be rejoice when the world is going to be frightened. When the end comes, so then then Tigula Kaiso will be rejoicing, will be happy. So we see that we have two sources. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Yeshua ben Levi, this that we say that Allah that we have to have this time that we wait. What does that mean? The person who goes in davens should sit twice. There's two sittings." One before you daven, and one after you daven. What are the two yeshivos? Says the Gemara, actually yispalel before you daven. So the Ashi Yoshev Yisacha, you have to sit in the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which means you sit and you prepare yourself with the proper makshava to be able to collect your thoughts and the makshavas together and to daven. So that is before Ashi Yoshev. You sit down before. And then Hodu Yaluka. Then you go and you praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu afterwards. Shtei yeshivos. And the Gemara says, but the Achas, when she's spot, one is after Yadavin. Why? Ach tzadikim, yodu l'shimcha yeshu yishroim es panecha. So we see, and again, the Pasuk here, Pasuk in Tehillim, then after you sit, tzadikim yodu shmecha, they recognize your name. Yoshu yishroim, they sit together and we greet you. What does that mean that they greet you? That they have HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that they sit in a tefillah we have afterwards. We say the tefillah of Aleinu, is that we don't leave right away. We stay around. We don't run away because it looks like a masoi. It shouldn't look like a burden. That we finish davening and we run out. It looks like we're running away from a burden. So therefore, the concept is that Yishmachah, that we go ahead and we wait. We say a tefillah, Ashrei going in, Aleinu going out. And that is a tefillah that we say to show that we are connected to the tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Gemara. Gemara continues. The Chassidim Rishonim, we see this practicing, in practicality. Chassidim Rishonim, you show some shachas. Chassidim Rishonim used to wait 1 hour. He used to wait 1 hour before davening. Mispalon Shon, they davened an hour. Shon shachas, they waited an hour after davening. So 3 hours of a process that they waited. Amos says, good Torah, fake the Markashi. If they spent 3 tefillahs a day and 3 hours each tefillah, so there was 9 hours a day in tefillah, Masay Oskim Matara. When did they die? When did they learn? Masay Oskim Mamlaka. When did they do Parnasa? When did they do anything? So Masay Yitzhak Bar Elazar, Adesha Chasidim, Haitza Baraka, and Eternatim. Because they were Chasidim, they were great Yeri Shemayim. They had a special Baraka, because Baraka gave them a Torah son, that the Torah became Niskadil, the little learning they were able to go ahead and accomplish so much. And as well as the same thing, Malacha, but Lord is a Malachnam. And that the Malacha, there'll be a Baraka in the Malacha that they'll be able. So what does it mean, Torah? Torah says the Pei Moshe that they'll be able to understand quickly. They'll, with a short amount of learning, they'll be able to learn so much. So here also, it would be, you know, the same thing, Malacha, they'll be able to earn a lot of Parnasa quickly. Therefore, there wasn't a concern. It was a Malacha was given to both of them in the work and in the Malacha, and therefore, they were able to spend that time in the tefillah. Person who davens behind the basic Knesset is called. These are a few Chazal that talk about the greatness of davening in a shul. And the Gemara says the first statement, a person davens behind the basic Knesset is considered a Rosh Hashanah. Sovev Yishoyim Yisaleichun. You say that the Baruch of the Pasuk in Tehillim, that you walk, those the Yishoyim that walk around the basic Knesset, and we're going to explain that what it means in the back, that they walk around and they don't go in. So the Gemara says those people, they're considered Rishoyim, Sovev Yishoyim Yisaleichun, they're considered a Rasha. If we're going on another thing, I'm going to be called by the Knesset, Elmazet. Whoever doesn't go into a shul in this world, they won't go into a shul in the next world. Matam, Sovev Yishoyim Yisaleichun. That again, it's a roundabout, that it's the same idea, that with this world comes the next world. It's all one journey. And if they don't go into the shul in this world, they're not going to go into the next world either. They're not going to have La Bo Mashm, it means La their future. They're not going to go ahead and go in either as well. Now that we're going to see in a minute what this Rosh, what does this mean when we say Achuria Beis Knesset? So the Rosh Sirulu says it means that all the entrances of the Beis Knesset used to face Mizrach. So when you walk in the back, it's like you're facing all the way in the back. You're facing the same direction, and there you don't. It looks like you're up in the Yishra. You're sitting there, you want to get out. It's a bother. You don't want to waste the time. You want to get out near the door. You want to leave. That's one pshat in the Gemara. You know, but one is that you don't turn to the Maksapan of the Knesset. You don't turn facing the way that everyone else faces. It's like you're facing the other way. So it may look like you're kofer and what the tzibur is doing. And the other pshat was that you're in the back and you don't show that. You just want to get out and stay near the door. You don't want to come out. Gemara says another halacha. I'm a yagam as well as a pesuk. You know, makiva chomesh barzel. Person of diamonds inside the house is like you're surrounded by an iron wall. Now, what does this mean? We have two different pshatim. What this means? Says the Pnei Moshe, keloi makilu meikev saviv mebli pakad ubatuach shudish mefilaso. It's the shvach. It's a praise that you have like an iron wall around you, around where you're davening in the house. And nobody can get in, nothing can affect, and the betuach, you're confident that nothing will be able to distract you, and your tefillah will go straight to Shemayim. So it's a positive thing, is the way the Pnei Moshe learns the what do you call it? According to the Rashi's logic, exactly the opposite. Chayim HaShal Barzal, me'en Rishmas tefillah, your tefillah is not heard. You're in a shul, so you have tefillah. But you'll have like a wall, a metal wall blocking that your tefillahs will not be nishmas, will not be answered. It's exactly the opposite of the way the Acharonim are learning pshat in this chazal. Next, we have a kasha. We have a steer in the sheet of Rav Yochanan. We have a statement. We stated another statement that we said earlier. That was we had earlier a few days ago that a person should daven when he davens, should daven in a shul. Even if he's davening be yichidus, there's no minion, he should daven in a shul. And over here, it's just exactly the opposite. You daven in your house, at least according to the emotion, it's positive. Your tefillah will be nana. So the chayra, it's a stira. Someone says, no, kam yoke, kam betzibur. It's an afkamina betzibur, biyoko to betzibur. What is the difference of Yochanan b'tzibur? Again, there's a difference of opinions what the pshat is. When a person is davening by himself, then you talk about better you're davening in the home, because you'll daven more kavan in the home than you'll daven in the shul. However, when you daven a tzibur, and the tzibur is davening a shul, that's where you have to daven. You can't daven at home. So that's what we're saying. Now, Lamaisa, even though we said before, the Gemara says, we said it quoted before, that the Chazal, that even connected, even when you're davening by yourself, you should daven in a shul, and there's no tefillah, rather than going davening in your house. So that wrought in Miyashi, that's tira. But in Rav Yochanan itself, with Miyashi, that the Yochanan b'tzibur means, says the Rashi Misulu, that says that it means that, so basically, you should make sure. It's another pshat. So one pshat again is that you go in a shul, that you should go ahead, but when you're davening, be yechidos, lo b'shas tefillah, you should daven at home, because it says the Pnei Moshe, be able to focus better. But when the tzibur is davening there, you're supposed to daven in the tzibur with them. That's the yoke of the tzibur. However, the Rosh Mishloa says pshat, that it's even when it's normally to daven in your house, you should medakdei to daven in your house when the tzibur is daven. Not that you should daven with the tzibur in the shul. You could daven in your house, but you should daven in the same time that the tzibur is davening in the shuls, the way he learned it would be the way miyashi the steer of yokeru with tzibur. Pinkos Peshem of Hashem says another pshat, says that the spalbat beis knesses ki makir mincha tahira. Person davens in shul, it's like giving makir a mincha tahira. Matam, where do we see it from? Kasheviu b'nei Yisrael saminka v'klitar beis Hashem. The pasuk that says in Yeshaya Navi that a person goes ahead, referring to Klai Yisrael, that when Klai Yisrael bring the mincha in a special kli to a Kosh Baruch Hu, tremendous to the beis Hashem, to the beis Hamikdash, shall the tefillah as well. When they bring the tefillah's mincha, it's a special tefillah you daven to Hashem. See, when is the beis Hamikdash? So you bring the tefillah's mincha, you bring the mincha, cover mincha wrapped up, and you're in a kli, and you bring it to the beis Hamikdash, the beis Hashem. But when there's none, so then still all, you daven mincha, the special tefillah, and you bring to HaKadosh Baruch. So gila mincha, it's like you're being makriv, a mincha tahira, it's a special tefillah that you bring, and you're davening in that special tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in a shul, it's like you're bringing it to the beis Hashem. And you're bringing mespal beis Hashem, koshiv k'mivi mincha. Says the Rosh Mishloah, a little bit different again. When you're davening in a shul, it's like you're bringing the mincha in the Beis Hashem, mevi'a mincha. Just like if you be the Beis Hamikdash, you'll be able to, and you bring a cup of mincha to the Beis Hamikdash. So when you're davening in a shul, it's like you're bringing the cup of mincha into the Beis Knesses, like into the Beis Hamikdash as well. Says the Gemara, another statement. You search Hashem wherever you can find him. Oh, when it comes, where is he found? You go, be called upon him when he's near. Where is he near? He's a karov. So you see again that the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, where the Shekhinah is, that the tefillah where HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers is in the Mokka Beis HaKnesset, Beis HaMedrash. From both in the Dir Shashem Yimatzo and Karov Karov is both referring to the Bati Kasius, the Bati Midrashos, referring to two places. So the Gemara says, I'm going to read about Yelazar. Gemara says, V'lo od, now Asha'e Alein, Omer HaGabon, not only that, but Hashem stands over them, ready to go ahead and listen to their tefillos. My time, Elokim Yitzov Badas Kael, the Caravel Nish. But you see, Hashem's name is in between the two, and see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was between both of the places. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hovering over to be able to answer the tefillos, Badas Kael. They're sitting and davening in shul. Yosef is the mitzvah of Hashem is above them, and with them to be able to answer the tefillah. That's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there to answer their tefillos. Says the Gemara, continuing, Gemara says, what's the drasha? Another drasha. A person goes into shul, should go into a shul with two doors, shtei dalsos. Again, here, it's a little bit hard to understand what the Gemara means. The simple pshat in the Gemara of two doors is that a person should go into Beit HaKnesses with these two doors, which means when you go in, you go into a shul, you don't go stand in the hallway in the outside with the outside door that comes into the shul. Rather, you go inside the shul itself, you go through the two doors. That's put down the halach and Shulchan Aruch, that you have to go through the two doors means you don't stand in the outer area, your outer lobby, but you go inside. That is the proper way to go into a shul, and that's put down the halach and Shulchan Aruch. But the other pshat is that you say in the Bavli, I have a different way to understand this, and said that two doors doesn't mean you have to go into two doors, but rather you go into where Shir Shnei Psakim, which the Rash Siloah brings down from the Gemara in the Bavli, Daf Ches, that says that the two doors means a Shir Shnei Psakim. When you go into shul, you don't just walk right in. As soon as you step into the shul to daven, it shows you can't wait to get out. You want to leave. You have to walk in at least a distance of two doors, don't stand by the Pesach. And that's the message, the Lieber from Chazal, of Shtei Dalsos that you should go in. Where do we see it from? Shrei Adam Shemei Li Lishkar Dalsos Yom Yom. The Pasik is a Pasik in Mishlei that says, the people are ready to go to shul. Shemei Li Lishkar Adas, a person go ahead to be able to come quickly into shul, Yom Yom each day. The Dalsos Lo Dalsit says, Lashon Rabim, but Mezuzos V'lo Mezuzos. Says, Mezuzos V'lo Mezuzos. Not, it wasn't said, Lashon Yochad, Lashon Rabim. Gemara says, if say Ken Amasa Maken Kosev Tamon, if so, what does it mean when it says the pasuk over there that we go in the two doors? What does it mean? The pasuk, next pasuk, Ki Motzi Motzi Chayim. So what does it mean when it says Motzi Motzi Chayim? How do we understand that pasuk? Gemara says that's what it means. It means that a person goes into Shtei Dalsos, the Shtei Mezuzos, so that person will be Zoche, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence will be there. The Lishkar Dalsos Yom Yom Ki Motzi Motzi Chayim. That you'll find there, alive the Eibishter, you'll find that the Shekhinah will be able to go ahead and answer the tefillos that a person has right away. I'll be zokah to that, because if the HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be mazaki you, it'll be the last part of the pasuk that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will mazaki you with Matzah Chayim, will answer your tefillos for life, for whatever else that you're looking to daven for. So different ways to explain the different memoros that the Gemara is saying, the Agarata, which have a basis both in Shulchan Aruch and the Nusa Kalev as well, into this halachas about the cover of a base Knesset, how a person is supposed to daven, to go inside the shul, not to stay in the outer area or even in the back of the shul. Gemara says, a person goes into shul, so he has to go in and walk in quickly. Matam, what's the reason why? Veneda is taking the pasik. The pasuk in Hosea, that we go, we run to Ludas Hashem, we run to Ludas Hashem, which means you come into shul, you run to the base medrash. Eloshan merutza, sharei dev darka loritz. A person is running, shemakal baraglov, yotz bekneset. Your feet should take you quick. You should be nimble. You should be able to run to a base of Knesset to go there. However, when you leave, tzorach la'alakimah, you have to go very slowly. What do you mean slowly? As if you're going in and you're counting each step. If you're going to run out quickly, it looks like you can't wait to get out. It's a burden to be in shul. Therefore, you go ahead and you have to, when you leave, you have to go slowly. Now you count my steps. What does it mean you count my steps? It means that when Yob was telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you have to go ahead and you're looking at everything that I do so clearly, you're counting the steps that I go. Same ideas. We count the steps that a person goes to bar mitzvah, to a beis Knesset. So that's the each step is an accounting for the bar mitzvah that a person gets by going towards the beis Knesset. Says the Gemara, another halacha, both Ageya to Talmud Torah, and okay, to base a Knesset. Amar Rabbi Lo Bris Kerusa He It's a bris. It's an unbinding bris. It's the guarantee person who goes ahead. It's yagia in learning the basic knesset when he's in shul. Lo behera, he will not forget it quickly. He'll retain it. He'll remember it. They have a special siyata d'shmaya that a person's in a shul. You work in a shul. You magia in a shul. You learn in a shul. You'll be zokah to have a remedy. You'll remember the learning. You'll remember the learning. If the person's yagia, the person's magia, and that you'll see, you'll be able to learn. You'll retain your learning. Says the Gemara, Amar Yochanan Anturio, he said another Alabris Kusi, another guaranteed statement. A person goes ahead and is yagia, works in learning below Betzino, privately. So I want to say he will not forget. Matam, what do you see from a Tzum Chachma? Chachma comes snua, comes in much of the Mishlei, comes with humility, it comes with sneers, it comes private, and therefore what do you call it? Now again, what's it mean with sinna? What does it mean? Has to hide into a room and learn? It's not what it means. What it means is the person will learn not in a public place. Like you learn with whatever you want to learn with, but it should be not something that you learn that you're learning in the middle of the street. You're learning in front of the rabbi. You have to have in a closed place. That's where a person should be learning. Says the Gemara. A person learns Agada from a sefer. He won't forget it quickly. He won't forget it quickly. What does that mean? It means that you learn from a sefer. You don't do it by heart. Mitocha mikra atzmo, says the Rosh. You have to read it. Things you just quote by memory, you're not going to remember. You have to go and see it in a sefer. See it inside. That's when you'll be able to remember. Where it says, Amar Abtankum, the Soviet, Amar Lo Meheru Meshka. A person who thinks in learning, he's not going to forget equally. You know, just something you skim over, but you're focusing, you're thinking about it, you're delving into it deeply. Soiver, Tamudo, Lomer Shaka. It says in Rashi, what does it mean? Tarakatsmo, even Tami Adava. You work hard to struggle to understand the reasons for it. Uperushim, the Perushim, Acheroy, Liberdava, Brother. Do you get something clear? So that's what it means. A person, the Talmud, Lo Behera of Meshaka. What does that mean? You learn. A person learns and learns, focuses on his learning. So then you're not going to forget because you're thinking about it. You're focusing on it. You're thinking about it deeply. So that's where you're going to remember it. So Mamela, therefore, it's what it tells you. Where do you see it from? Petishkas Ramela Shrubanecha. Things that you see your eyes, you're going to see. So what's Rovanecha? So fake the Pnei Moshe. What do you mean, Roy Pnecha? My Risa Enai Ayesha. They're talking about things that you learn, you speak. What does it do with seeing? What's the lesson of the Pasig? As Ramasha Ra'u Enecha. You're not seeing things, you're listening to things. So when I say, that's what it means. That I ain't heavy. You look and you focus your attention and your eyes and your mind on the learning, then not just a memory, not just by memory, that's a skula for what it called, for men. Even though the mice we said, says the Charedim in HaTorah, Doros HaPeh Asul HaKam, you can't go ahead and write them down. But he tells you, Halakha is, Lamais, you can write this stuff down, because you're doing it for the reason, Sekel, and Halakha things, to remember the Halakha. And Torah Shabbat Peh, you're writing it down to remember, though it's going to forget. Halakha is you're able to do so, in our Torah, to do so, not only you're allowed to do so, but rather, Lamei Meshmech, it's a shvach, it's a praise that you're not going to forget it. A person has a difficult dream, a bad dream. There's a tefillah to say, Yerasim Lefanecha, Hashem alakai velkei avosai, sheyu kol chalamosai chalamti, all my dreams are my dreams, chalamalai hazeh ben shaleos, this night or other nights, ben chalamti, ben anirish, ben chalamti acher, when I dreamed, other people dreamt it, and told them they're good, yiskaibu olai lish, l'sar simcha l'abrakha, we say it should come out to be a good fulfillment of a tov, a good, it should be good, whether I dreamt about me, or someone else dreamt about me, it should be a tov, and with dover akha, if he dreams for a different kind, which means they're not good dreams, they were bad dreams, if he had dreams that were not good, then you should say just like a mismay marla matika. Because Baruch transferred the bitter waters to sweet. And for each of the bitter waters he turned to sweet. As klal ben arav lebracha. And the klal of bilami turned to a bracha. All my difficult dreams, you should be mahapeich to turn it into good. All these things that you have that you came that you should have, that you turned was mahapeich. But klal Yisrael was bad. He turned it to good. Should be mahapeich my chalomos that I had about others or they had about me. Should also be mahapeich them Latov as well. as well. Gemara says, now where do we see the pasuk? I have vadim is malkuli, but got the second simcha. The man's machavala yidom. Hashem lakali yamadach lo over Hashem lakech l'shmos bilam. I yapach Hashem lakach l'kala lebracha. Gatzid ma besula b'chmochol b'churim miskenim yachdu. Afati levo masasam v'nichamti misimat b'mivim. All these psukim that we add on to the talking about the things in the future. That Yemayo and Navi's telling Klai Yisrael there's going to be a glorious future, as difficult and as painful as it is now with the Churban. However, it is going to be a future. Klai Yisrael will come back. And that these psukim we end off, it's Mahapech. The idea that the same message is Mahapech Latov. And therefore, we are we incorporate these into our tfilos as well. Into our tfilos as well. Now, the Gemara says that the Gemara says, the Halacha, that even a melech shol b'shlomo liya shudan. If the king goes ahead, you're davening, and a king that says shalom, he can't go answer him shalom. And we said it refers to a malchi Yisrael, not a malchi Akum. I'm a malcha, ha adon a malchi Yisrael. This we talk about is malchi Yisrael. The malchi Yisrael, this is a malchi Yisrael, because we said if it's not malchi Yisrael, it's a sakana. If you say no, it's a sakana. And you'll be killed. So therefore, for them you can. You can go ahead and answer shalom for the sake that it's for your own life. Get angry and it'll kill you. So therefore, you go. Which means obviously you can't go. And the only way you can do it is by not answering him. If you're able to go in and betoich him and answer him slowly and that and finish his tefillah, of course you should do that. Otherwise, you shouldn't do that. If a sof was writing in a shem Hashem, afil melech shol b'shlomo, if a Jewish king says shalom aleichem, you can't answer him. You're in the middle of writing a shem Hashem, the osav HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And melech, you can't stop. It's a hefsik. So melech, you can't do it. But if you write two or three names of Hashem, one after the other, become kel, 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 Hashem, three names of Hashem three times, one after the other, he's a good man, he's a good man. You don't have to write all three. If the king says shalom aleichem, you could finish one of the words and then say shalom aleichem, then finish the others. You don't have to go and finish all of them. But in the word itself, in Hashem, 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 you have to go ahead and you have to, you don't answer shalom to the melech. A melech Yisrael, again, a melech Akum, of course you can, because there it's a sakana. If you don't answer him, he'll kill him. Therefore, the halacha is you can. So therefore, that's the halacha of a sefer. And therefore, same halacha applies by writing the name. Same halacha applies by davening. That we go ahead and we make sure that it's the that we can go ahead and make sure that we cover the shem Hashem. That we don't both in tefillah or in writing that we don't do anything to be mevazeh the shem Hashem. Says the Gemara Vayta. Mara has a maisa where we see the geya, the cover the king had a melamake umo solam hat for the tavni chachamim. Yochan of Yosef Karikami Kadosh to the brother Tziporim. Yochan was sitting and saying Shema in the door in the front of the shul in Tziporon. Mara says, "Ovar voina v'loka kima mekayme." This archina came and what happened was Yochan didn't get up. He didn't get up in front of him. This archonon is an official. An official, Achona, Shemo Shrova Malchus, says the Haredim. It's a name of somebody that's a Malchus, it's a powerful ruler. Sar B'Losh and Yavon, says the Rosh Hashanah. And off with your head if you don't answer him. But come on, he didn't get up for him. Osin B'ayim Mechusei. So then his servants, the servants of this Archon came and wanted to kill him for disrespecting the Archon. Amalon, he said to him, Apuna, leave him alone. He's busy with the laws of he's learning a Torah, the laws of his creator, the Bar Yoylam. And Mamela, therefore, you don't what he did was fine. Don't do anything. Another mindset coming out. They came, he was in front of the Koime the Aspusti, again the one of the officers in one of the Greek officers that was in Caesarea, Kisson Kham to Kamegumeon. He got up and he saw him, he got up for the Chachamim. Amalei, his servant said, what do you mean? Kamalei, who did Koim? Getting up for these Jews? Amalei Apion Macheon Kamas. I see the faces of these angels, Malachim, when I go into battle, I see their faces. When I go into battle, that's why I stood up for them. That's why I stood up. He saw that their faces was the faces of Malachim. Now we have this Maisa in the, we have the Maisa that the, that he got up and he said the idea that he saw them Mifanehem, so he said to them, they saw that they were, when I go to Milchama, I see their thing. And we had the same Maisa that's brought down in, we had it earlier, in the Maisa with the, with Shimon HaTzadik, which it, that it was the, with Shimon HaTzadik, the same idea, Alexander the Great came to him, we quoted this earlier, he came to him and he said to him, why are you giving, yes, him for, why he stood up for him, he came out to bow down to him, when he came, he got off his horse, and he bowed down to him, and he asked him, why are you doing that? He said, because this is the vision that I see, similar Maisa that we have here as well. The Gemara says they were appeared in front of the Ursicinus, who was the officer, the Greek officer, it was a Roman officer in that was a very powerful officer in Antioch. And he saw them and he got up again, he got up and stood up for them. Amalei, and he said, his servant said to him, Kumi Alayu, get up for these Jews? Amalei, I see them when I go to battle, and when I go to battle and I see their faces, Manatzeach, I am victorious. Not just I see their faces, but I see them when I'm when I win the battle. That's when I see these faces. So Mimela, how could I have to stand? I have to stand up for them. Mela, you have to stand up for them. So Gemara says the another Maisa. Gemara says everyone got in front of the king. Kinafig, when he went out, up a kadal. Instead of the normal way of going out of king, you have to go walk out backwards. He forgot. He turned his back to the king. So also Mother God, they were jumping, wanted the servants, wanted to kill him. You were married Ramalkus. You disrespected the king. So Gemara said, come on, train, Zakukin, the nur nafkin me kudalevishabuke. Two sparks of fire went out of his neck. Gemara says, when they saw that, they frightened, they left him alone. Gemara says, what happened? We left him alone. So the some mentioned the idea, what was this thing? Some of the Pharisees say, Liyoda Shadakan Latseis Mace Ben Amel, he didn't know. When he went out, he didn't know that he was not allowed to. So what happened was, it came out, he saw that it came out of his neck, these things was like Deneis. So they realized he was a Gavaraba. And Mamela, therefore, that Neis happened to him and sparks went out and therefore they left him alone. Some say it wasn't sparks, it was the sparks that came out of the Mokum of Tefillin, where Tefillin are. But either way, when they saw that, they left him alone. Mara says another Maisa. Mara says, Rab Abun. Mara says again, so what happened was, so when it came out of the, let's the end of the Gemara, I'm sorry, Lakai Mashinem, what's the Psukim? What happened? Mara says, oh, come here, they'll be afraid of you. When they saw this thing, they saw, that's when it comes to Pussy, you saw the Tehillim, the part where he puts the Tefillin on, it shone, it sparkled, it was fireworks, and Mela, therefore, they feared Hashem, and they left them alone. Let's go back there. Gemara says, we say that the Parak will see that people will fear of you, because Yad Yari Hashem, his call is everybody, kol amirats, even ruchos of Yushaytim, even not humans, even the demons in the ruchos will fear you. They're walking in the street. One of the important government officials saw them and said, Shalom, Shalom Aleichem. Amalan Shemlucha Raviyayu. He said to them, may your peace be Ravka, be a lot. You should have a lot of peace. And they said to each other, Afilu Toyar Habrios Enololara. They looked at each other and they said, even the great people amongst them, the powerful people, the powerful officers, even they look at us and they're afraid of us. They don't want to harm us. They don't want to hurt us. They don't have any bad towards us. And they're even wishing us well. So for that, in other words, what's the point of that? The point of that is like it was okay to have a, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that they're afraid of us, that they're not, that they're treating us with respect. They're greeting us. They should go ahead, Shama Malchus, Shama Yaske. So therefore, the same idea would be that the he didn't want anything. He looked at us like friends, like contemporaries. He doesn't want any bad for us. We don't have to be mocked, we should be fine. That's one opinion that the Charedim brings down. The Pnei Moshe has a little bit different understanding in the Pshat. that the in the Gemara that the that not that he was speaking positively, but rather the other way around, that they were responding here that they were criticizing him, saying that we don't have nothing. He's nobody. He's he's not even even from someone like this who doesn't even have a human form, who's nothing. He treats us with respect. So the again, another thing is we see that they had special protection from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even when they, in a sense, disrespected the Melech or the king or the powerful people. Says the Gemara, the Reish Lakish Minhago Buraisa Sagai. Reish Lakish was once learning, sitting and learning. And Gemara says, Buraisa Misgon, he was sitting and learning. And he was walking. When nothing lay, the bar mitchum in the Shabbatu Layada. He went out of Tuchum Shabbos, he didn't even realize it. He was so engrossed in his learning, and so engrossed in his learning that he walked out past the Tuchum of Shabbos, the Kaim Mashinema, Be'avoska Tiska Tomit. Because of the love for learning, because of his love for Torah, Tiska Tomit, that he constantly, he made a mistake. He was, now again, was this criticism? Was this a, you know, he was Mahar B'Limudo, so it sounds like it's a criticism, but at the end of the day, it's a shvach that he was so involved in learning, but at the same time he walked out of the tchum. He made a mistake. He came to the shogeg. It wasn't on purpose. It was a shogeg. He was preoccupied, but in a sense criticizing that his deep involvement in learning caused him to be over a shogeg in Malacha Shabbos. Yonah, son of Yishma, was once listening to learning and very deeply in learning. Havi Gulse Shaimine, his beged, his shirt, his cloak fell off him. Vechavina Mazarele fell on the ground, and a snake was protecting it, was guarding it. The Samalaho Tamido Tamidim said to him, Rebbe, Agulse Shira, your coat fell off. Amaloni said to them, Bless Hai Ushiyasa Yazirele. Isn't that Russia, the snake who's referred to as a Russia, isn't he watching it? Is he protecting it? In other words, that that it's the idea is that he's protecting is the even though his talus fell off and it was not right that he's walking without his talus on, but Lamaisa he's saying that but no harm came because the Nakash is there is protecting it that no one else should take it, so it's protecting and this Russia, this Nakash is a Russia, isn't he protecting what's mine, what's no one takes it. So again, it was a protection that came from the tzchus and learning came to protect him. That nothing happened. No one took his beged. Where it says that this we see that this would be the cheshbon of how careful one has to be, even when etzem doing a melacha, doing a mitzvah, being involved in his learning, should be careful. That something shouldn't happen, that he should go ahead and be damaged or over an isser, or even walk and lose his begadim, would be a thing. Some of the mafreshim put together two of these stories together, but this is the way that the Haredim and Pei Moshe learn. We'll continue from here tomorrow.